9 criminal gang members jailed for combined over 260 years. By Peter Makossa. 9 vile gang members have been jailed for a total of more than 260 years after a Nottingham man was fatally stabbed in a case of mistaken identity. Michael Anton O'Connor was attacked outside a property in Wilford Crescent West, The Meadows, shortly after 10:20 p.m. on 10 November 2021. The 31-year-old, from Alexandra Park, died at the Queen's Medical Centre after police found him collapsed on the pavement, and a subsequent police investigation found the murder was the culmination of a drug war, which had broken out between two rival organised crime groups each vying for control of the local drugs market. Michael, known to many as Anton, was well known and well liked in the area and was tasked with calming tensions between the two gangs. However, his killers mistook him for their intended target, a Nottingham drugs kingpin, and it cost Michael his life. In October 2022, 11 people went on trial at Nottingham Crown Court accused of his murder. On 12 June 2023, 9 of those defendants were found guilty of murder. Sentences for their offences have been taking place throughout this week. They include Benjamin Taylor, aged 38, of Montun Road, Eccles, Manchester, who sent a team of dealers from Manchester down to Nottingham to carry out the murder. He was jailed for 32 years. Leonard Ward, aged 42, of Marwood Killingen, he was the head of Meadows-based organised crime gang, OCG, that ordered the killing, and was jailed for 32 years. Joseph Boscombe, aged 41, of Rosthern Avenue, Manchester, he was part of the hit team, sent to carry out the murder and was jailed for 32 years. Joshua Agbula, aged 30, of Leven Grove, Darwen, Blackburn, he was also part of the hit team, sent to carry out the murder and was jailed for 31 years. Carla Maguire, aged 53, of Wilford Crescent West, the Meadows was linked to the Meadows-based organised crime group that ordered the killing. She lived next to where Mr. O'Connor was murdered and was accused of turning off CCTV at her property, just before the attack was carried out. She was jailed for 20 years. Michael Mingoes, aged 21, of Powell Street, Manchester, was part of the hit team, sent to carry out the murder and is believed to have dealt the fatal blow. He was jailed for 28 years. Jerome Sheard, aged 31, of Wilford Crescent West, The Meadows, he was Leonard Ward's right-hand man, the son of Carla Maguire, and a member of the gang that ordered the killing. He was jailed for 31 years. Paula Usherwood, aged 39, of Central Avenue, Beeston, she set up the ambush by meeting the intended target on the morning of the murder. She was jailed for 30 years. Michael Maguire, aged 35, of Wilford Crescent West, The Meadows. He is the son of Carla Maguire and living with her at property next to where murder took place. He was jailed for 32 years. 2 further defendants were found guilty of other offences relating to the murder and will be sentenced in July. They are Kerry-Ann Shepherd, aged 35, of Plantagenet Street, St. Anne's, who was found guilty of assisting an offender. Gemma Fearon, aged 38, of Dean Bank Close, Bollington, Macclesfield, who was found guilty of encouraging, assisting in the commission of an indictable only offence after driving the hit team to the scene of the murder. Following the sentencings, Detective Chief Inspector Rob Routledge, who led the investigation, said, "Nottinghamshire Police welcomes today's sentencings, and our thoughts remain with Anton's family, at what continues to be a traumatic time." As someone who was well known and well liked in the Meadows area, Anton was asked to act as a peacemaker between two feuding groups, and it cost him his life. He was ambushed by several masked-up men who were heavily armed. Anton was unarmed and his killing was therefore cowardly in the extreme. Following his murder, those responsible went into self-preservation mode, hiding and removing items that could incriminate them, lying to detectives and trying to create the impression they were trying to assist as Anton lay on the ground dying. They fooled no one, and the guilty verdicts are testament of the enormous amount of work that went into bringing Anton's killers to justice. Each denied their involvement in this horrific crime. But a jury heard the evidence and found them guilty. Today, it is important for me to personally thank members of the jury who, for 33 weeks, listened to the evidence surrounding this brutal attack. I also want to thank the witnesses who have supported this prosecution, particularly those who gave evidence during the trial, as well as our colleagues within the Crown Prosecution Service and Prosecuting Counsel for the manner in which the case has been prepared and delivered at trial. Lastly, I must thank the dedicated team of officers and staff from across the region's 5 police forces who worked round the clock on this investigation, and who have shown great skill and professionalism throughout. I hope the manner in which this murder has been dealt with and this week's sentencings will reassure the public that the police service will act quickly and robustly to bring violent criminals to justice.